Wednesday, August 16th, 1922, was hot and muggy with a high temperature of 87. Not so bad. Two things happened of local importance. In Hamilton, New Jersey, Cupid's Court began operation under the supervision of the Lovers Cooperative Union. In New York City, radio station WEAF was born.
This is radio station WEAF. This is the world's first toll broadcasting station, with studios located at 24 Walker Street in New York City. Heretofore, broadcasting has been gratis to all. Now, due to the great demand by those who wish to use the airwaves for goodwill purpose, and with only one wavelength available, 360 meters, we are offering toll broadcasting service. You're now about to hear some Victor phonograph records.
Good morning, I'm Ben Grauer. This next half hour has been set aside to mark a beginning and an end. Today, the switch is to NBC. It will happen minutes from now. We will soon be known by a new name. We, in this case, being station WRCA. At precisely noon, this change will take place. It will be immediate and complete. The phrase WRCA New York will become past history to be noted in the broadcast archives. So I'm here to ring out the old and bring in the new, and this is our theme.
WNBC and WNBC FM, New York.
Hi, this is Lee Leonard. Listen to me every afternoon on WNBC.
Good morning, this is Howard Rieg with the latest news, brought to you by the New York Bank for Savings, the Beehive Bank with the bargain extras.
Next regularly scheduled news at 8:30 with Howard Rieg. Bulletins are broadcast at once. This is Bob Wilson.
Thank you very much, Bob. Good heavens. This is Big Wilson, 10 after 8. This just in. Okay.
This is well, Monitor anyways, 66. Kind of I'm Frank Blair. Monitor reaches all America on NBC Radio.
We still have more to bring you. More news, more songs to sing you, more comedy on NBC.
This is the place for Brad Crandall, weeknights 9 to midnight, WNBC, Radio 660 and WNBC FM New York.
NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by 6,000 Ford dealers.
Mike Moss, WNBC News. Now back to WNBC's Jack Spector.
Ah, yes. Thank you, Mike.
That was Mike Moss, who did not send a bar mitzvah card to Prince Charles. That's who that
This is Frank Gorin, WNBC News. Join us this Sunday on Confrontation, an in-depth WNBC News interview program heard every Sunday from noon until 2 p.m. on WNBC FM 97.1.
And it's 20 minutes past 9 o'clock on WNBC here in New York. Joe O'Brien with you until 10 o'clock this morning.
It's 11 minutes after 4. This is Jim Scott at 66 WNBC. Had a great time this morning. I got up about 7:30.
That is the Brothers Everly, Don and Phil, to wake up little Susie here at 66 WNBC, 757, Radio City, Bill Rock.
New York City, for the good times. 66.
Ba-dum-bum. Little sing-along, get you out of bed, you know what I mean? It's going to be a nice day today. 66 degrees and clear in New York now.
Hi, I'm Oogie Pringle. We have a special message here from NBC for Mrs. Leonard Krelk of the Bronx. Mrs. Krelk, good news. Your daughter has been located. She has taken up scuba diving. The bad news is that her boyfriend is trying to get into her scuba.
Bingo.
Now I'm ready, the birthday boy, doing the whole show today. My birthday too. Too bad it's not TV. You folks don't know what you're missing, I'll tell you. Here's John Denver now.
And now Radio 66 once again brings you the swinging soiree.
Roy Davis, WNBC News. Now back to Imus in the morning.
Good to work with a pro, Roy.
Imus in the morning. Get it on.
Dion, run around, Sue, former Dynamite boss, hit bound at 716 at WNBC. I'm Imus Des Moines. Here with us is Robert W. Morgan.
What is that? That wah wah.
From KC. That's my duck.
Help! There's a UFO in my soup. Oh, Alan Douglas, immediately after Wolfman Jack.
Take me.
Midnight to 4, WNBC.
Jim Croce on WNBC 66 Superstar Radio. And now, Wolf News with Joey Reynolds.
You know that new tune, Wolf, the Sister Margaret Mead song?
Yeah,
Lord, yeah. It's a new tune by Lennon and McCartney.
Yeah, no.
Well, 10 years ago, there was a singing nun, you know, and 5 years ago, there was a flying nun, and now there's Wolfman, the getting nun.
Norman Knight, WNBC.
Our next news at 8 o'clock, bulletins at once. I'm Jack Welby, NBC News.
WNBC.
Hi, this is Steve Lundy. I'd like to take just a second to welcome my cousin, Cousin Brucey, to WNBC Radio. Cousin, it's a pleasure to have you here.
Steve Lundy, everybody. People be on every single afternoon just preceding the Cousin thing, warming up. And I'm going to warm it up for Tony, and we got a good family here on WNBC. This is Bruce.
Burn it with a WNBC.
Got your ears on? 66 WNBC wants you to win. All you have to do is send us your handle. That's your CB name and your call sign. If you don't have a CB handle, then make one up. Send it along with the last one.
New 66 NBC. Waltz, Baby Love. Giving you what you like most. Hit music. 66 NBC. I'm Dick Summer. It's New York 8, Texas 1. Leaving the Yanks 2.5 games out of first.
6 o'clock at WNBC New York, and now you're going to find out why he's been unrecognized and unnoticed for years.
Say goodnight. Say goodnight, Buzz.
Good night, Buzz.
That's real good. Hi, this is the unknown DJ at WNBC New York. It is 6 o'clock. Mama, if you want to mark that down, I'm here only for 4 hours. I got to get back to the home, you see. That's a problem.
WNBC, fast and loose here. Love the one you're with, Stephen Stills. 3:41 now, and I'm Lee Masters. I'm on the phone with us, Robert Wagner of Manhattan.
6 WNBC, quarter after 8 o'clock. Big Ron O'Brien's with you all the way tonight on NBC.
Joel Sebastian, 66 WNBC.
WNBC, air supply, making love out of nothing at all. 10 minutes before 12 noon. Johnny Dark with you.
NBC, Rita Coolidge, all time high. I'm Jesse. It's 8:34 at WNBC, and we invite you to join us.
Hey, 4:05 in the AM with Wolfman Jack on WNBC New York.
NBC 66 WNBC, remembering million-dollar weekends from years gone by. I'm Jim Collins.
Howard Stern!
All right, Robin.
Yeah?
Here's the agenda. Helium, ratings, Roz's premenstrual stress.
All right.
We'll be rapping about all these things this afternoon at 4 o'clock.
WNBC.
At 2 o'clock, 60 degrees. I'm Jim Iyer, WNBC, New York.
Neil Seavey died yesterday. He had been ill for some time, and while we prayed for his recovery, these sorts of things are, of course, not ours to control.
Okay. Hello and
love you, Mr. and Mrs. Tony Colon, Dave Chestnut, Beverly McLean, David and Paul, Animal Appetites, Kevin Cottrell, WDHA, Big Jim Williams, and Wendy. And this is especially for Jennifer Mills in Belmore, Long Island. I love you, baby.
Okay. All right, I'm on my way.
Mr. Sales, will you give me 50 cents for a sandwich?
Well, let me see the sandwich.
And now, here's the man who stayed at Citizen Kane's Florida mansion, Soupy Sales.
He's a little thing.
Oh!
Yeah, give me a nice introduction.
It was
stop
a little thing.
Trying to cheat me on my theme, you know.
It's a big thing. I mean,
see,
Joey Reynolds!
Last week there was
WNBC.
A...
The classic hit from the 60s on...
Glad to have you along. Sweet Chambers,
going
back to the time machine all weekend long.
66 WNBC, Junior Walker and the All-Stars doing it to it. A little thing called a shotgun, 851, Dan Taylor.
WNBC. Yes, indeed, WNBC, good time music time. It's 10 minutes after midnight, everybody. Welcome aboard your WNBC time machine.
You're in with
Big J.
WNBC.
We dip back to 1964. Got it.
Wild
Bill Brunfest, Dave Sims. At 66
WNBC, it's the
real
Bob James. How do you like me so far, huh? Are you the real Bob James? Good morning, Bob. Well, good morning. My real 66 WNBC. There's only one place for Jen from another planet. 66
on the time machine from WNBC.
He's a go-go. Dale Parsons.
66
WNBC.
Here's Dion. How you doing? I'm Peter Shane. 6 minutes past midnight on the weekend time machine. Remember 1971 when this album came out?
Sam Cooke, the Chain Gang at 66 WNBC.
Johnny
Good morning, Johnny Knox for Big J.
Good morning, Eastern America. Jeff Baker, proud to be sharing Memorial Day weekend with you.
Remember this time machine classic.
This is WNBC 66 in New York City. I am Ima Sidamori. The news is brought to you by United Airlines. Fly the friendly skies of United. Here, returning from a week at Jungle Habitat, where he was hanging around with the sheep and kissing the bears, Charles McCord. Charles?
Thank you, Don. It's 38 degrees. This is Charles McCord, WNBC News.
Imus in the morning.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Imus in the morning, Vice President and General Manager, Geraldo Santana Banana.
Say hallelujah. Hi, friends. It's Billy Saul Hargisell.
It's time for Crazy Bob, boys and girls, with another exciting story.
Yeah.
Bob.
Thank you, Lance. Today's story, boys and girls, is one I like to call Pinocchio.
This is Mr. Imus in New York. How you doing? I'm the president of NBC Television, and I'm calling in an attempt to talk to Mr. Idi Amin.
Gambling, your rambling days are through. When it's raining, it's pouring. Here's Imus in the morning.
Imus in the morning.
Imus in the morning.
Imus in the morning.
You dummy.
Imus in the morning. 66 WNBC.
It's a historic moment that belongs not just to me, but also to every broadcaster who ever graced the microphones, every worker at WNBC who made this station great, and to each listener who supported us through the years. I'm Alan Combs. Thank you. God bless you. And for the last time, this is 66 WNBC, New York. Let's do the countdown. 10,
9,
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, one.
You heard the countdown. It's over.
Sports Radio 66, WFAN, New York.